Good morning. This is Megan and Ari with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Tidal Variation in North Queensland has presented the opportunity to have a kilometer-long venture from the mainland to a lighthouse. The walk would only be available for several days due to the unusually low tides and lunar phase. Visitors get to appreciate the starfish that sit in the surrounding water and look over the horizon from the rocks of the lighthouse. Bowen Tourism Association estimated that hundreds of people have trekked from the lighthouse over the last few days. This walk can usually be available for 2 days in July and August, largely depending on the trend of the tides. This provides an economic boost to the town of Bowen as people travel there to experience the walk and stay a few days. Built in 1866 and decommissioned in 1985, the six-sided North Head Island Lighthouse guided ships for over 100 years and remains as one of Queensland's oldest surviving maritime infrastructures.
Residents of the rural Mount Morgan, southwest of Rockhampton, have warned the state government of the fire risk that may threaten neglected public land following a grass fire last month. Though residents hold responsibility for managing nature strips, locals stress that the lack of fire mitigation on public land is a disaster waiting to happen. Because roads are lined with tall, dry grass, locals fear that if the state government does not create a strategy to prevent fires in the hotter season, the town will suffer the consequences.
In national news, a 17-year-old in South Australia was arrested on Tuesday for being an alleged organizer of the quote-unquote fight club linked to several online videos. The teenager was charged with 7 counts of aiding and abetting fighting in a public place and 7 counts of publishing material depicting offenses. Posts and videos of the brawls were circulating across social media platforms such as Instagram and YouTube. South Australia's Premier Peter Malinauskas condemned the group earlier this month, to which the group responded in an Instagram story saying that the matter was not that serious and the fights would not stop. An additional 7 other teenagers will appear in court in an unannounced date, having also been reported for fighting in public spaces.
The Victorian government has offered a new pay increase to teachers, principals, and other education staff in response to the Australian Education Union's call for another 24-hour strike next week. The government said that the offer amounts to a 28.3% raise over the next 4 years, starting with a 12.75% increase in October 2026. Education Minister Ben Carroll also said the offer will significantly decrease meeting hours. The AEU confirmed that they have received the offer and will discuss it later today, though the union has accused the government of attempting to bypass the union and appeal directly to employees. Quote, "They've been pretty anti-union in the way they've delivered this offer," said AEU Victoria President Justin Mullally. Mr. Mullally said the offer included, quote, "some improvements, but could not yet confirm whether the union would endorse it."
International news. Last night, New Zealand experienced powerful strikes near Tianyu, one of its most visited regions. At 9:14 p.m., striking at a magnitude 5.9 at 40 kilometers from Tianyu, around 20,000 people felt a 53-kilometer deep tremor. Residents across the towns and cities described it as a long and unsettling jolt. Previously, the reports of the tremor claimed a 6.3 magnitude and issued a tsunami warning. Both statements have been downgraded to represent accuracy. However, Emergency Management Southland still warns people to avoid the coasts, harbors, marinas, and rivers, and stay out of the water and beaches. The National Emergency Management Agency claims the presence of strong and unusual currents and unpredictable surges at the shore may still remain.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a chance of showers. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.